In its regular meeting, Ethics Board Chairperson James Morgan felt compelled to take up an item not on the agenda, namely the press skewering the board for its scant investigation of the scandal before reaching settlement.
They ignored the fact that we'd gotten rid of the caucuses, which to me was a major step.
Board members say they believe the good accomplished by dumping the caucuses is overlooked. As for the investigation leading up to that, they knew two district attorneys would launch a probe, relieving the Ethics Board of that job.
The missing factor here, which I was hoping would be available well before the election, is what's going to happen with these investigations, both by the Milwaukee County District Attorney and the Dane County District Attorney. They've had indicted one individual, but I'm sure that everybody's waiting to see where the other shoe falls, too.
With the primary election just days away, unresolved scandals swirling around the State House leave voters not just lacking confidence, but downright angry, like these women on a noontime walk.
As a citizen, do you have confidence in the people under the dome?
No, none whatsoever. I've worked for state government for 34 years, and I've never seen it a bigger mess as it is now. I'll never vote again. Never.
I don't trust any of them. Honestly, I think politics is just a dirty business.
The appointees at the Ethics Board know only too well how voters are feeling about the business of lawmaking.
Once get this cleaned up, well, then I think they can rightly have confidence in them again.
But meanwhile, the Ethics Board continues to look into questions surrounding the petitions of gubernatorial candidate Gary George. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.